Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When the Tiger Came Down the Mountain by Nhi Vo, narrated by Cindy Kay. Chapter 1. The tavern was little more than a waxed canvas tent, tilted toward the south by the wind that rushed headlong down the mountain. The woman who tended the makeshift bar had a thin, wispy mustache, styled into pointed wings over her lips. And G took down her family history while the mammoth scouts argued outside. "By any chance, are you related to the Dong family in Baolin?" asked G. "They sent some children west during the famine years, and they have the same story about Lord Kang's chase that you told me." The woman, Dong Jun, frowned, shook her head, and then shrugged. "Maybe," she said. "That'd be my dad's side of the family, though, and they were mostly eaten up by a walking dog curse." "Wait, what's a—" Before Chi could ask or Jun could answer, the tent flap flicked open and two scouts came back in. The elder, Ha Jun, was tall and lean for a northerner, with permanent scowl lines chiseled into his face. The younger, Sui, was shorter, nearly rectangular in build. Her face was as smooth as a beach pebble, and her small black eyes were as bright as polished brass mirrors. They both wore the long sheepskin coats, fur boots, and baggy silk-lined leather trousers that were practically a uniform in this part of the world. And the only thing that set them apart from the locals were the coils of braided russet hair sewn to the shoulders of their coats.
"All right," said the elder scout. "Against my better judgment, and because unlike most Southerners you have the wit to be properly dressed, I've decided to allow my niece to take you up the path."